Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What the fuck? Why?
Okay, yeah. Hi everybody. So my name originated because I'm older than a lot of my friends. So it just kind of happened that way. And so just because of my age is why I call myself Granny.
That's stupid!
If you were going to give a pass on the whole sleeve being done, you can't give a pass on a big tattoo on her hand. You can't. For anything serious. At least she can cover up, you know, the sleeve with a long sleeve shirt. You know, what the fuck, she gonna wear gloves all the time? It just, no. You can't take her nowhere. Can't take her to grandma, can't take her to auntie, can't take her to mama.
Why not?
And oh, all your friends are younger than you? Is it because you're living in your second childhood? I think that's why.
Do you want to tell us your real name or no?
I can tell it. I don't be tripping. I was just really just trying to get my shit set up. Okay. Whatever.
What is it?
So my real name is Courtney, but I kind of liked being elusive and really people not knowing my name. So that's kind of why. Yeah, okay. Just like, you know, I could just like duck and dodge and you don't have to like, people would be like, oh, like, hi, so-and-so. But if you know me, you know me. And then it got to a point where I'm like, okay, well, if you know how to spell my name, then you really know me. But if you don't know how to spell my name, you don't know me.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
Somebody said, is she Granny? I'm Grandpa. they're ready for you.
Right. And then my Instagram is like, you know, Miss I Am. So people sometimes they change their names to like Mr. I Am. And then just like they screenshot it like, oh, I'm ready. Did it. I'm like, okay, like y'all be playing with me. And especially because I've been talking about wanting to be in a relationship, like a real relationship. People mm-hmm. are like, oh, I'm ready. I'm like, you're not ready. You're not ready for what I want because I want kids and stuff. You're not ready for that. Don't talk to me.
I want my eggs cracked, meaning I want a child. I want my name dropped, meaning I want to be married. I'm not around with you.
There's no amount of dinners that you will ever buy for me that will get my panties off. So you really need to figure out what it is that you think you have to offer and what it is that you think I value. Because it's never going to happen without real investment. And that's not what you do. And I get that that's satisfactory for some others, but it's not.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to date no more. I want to get married.
Another woman trying to speed rush a family in the last minute. Nothing about your tattoos, nothing about the fact you got your tits out on YouTube says that you should be a mother to a little chick or a little dude. Hold on. Maybe she does look familiar. Oh, somebody got her pregnant? That just ain't right, man. That just ain't right. I bet she ain't with the nigga that got her pregnant. It's the B-dub way. Don't be with the father of the child before the child even come. I bet I ain't gonna see no pictures of a man holding her belly. Even if she's still with him, let me guess, it's bad for the brand, right? Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's always some punk out there who'll do it. There's always some pookie who'll nut in a, you know, semi-attractive chick. There's no expectation to stay and make a family because pookies know that B-dubs don't want to make a family work. So they're like, yeah, I'm not in you. Fuck it. Why not? Oh, 174,000 followers? Yeah. No. Even a rich man can't compete with the attention that she gets on social media. Where's the man, Cub, on the way? This woman is a complete narcissist.
You don't know that.
I guess I can call myself like an actress now. I do like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, like skits. So I've worked with a couple people that like people know of. And those have went viral a few times. So that's kind of like how I got my like fan base. But I'm also like what I do for a living is I'm a designer. I'm a clothing designer. So I take vintage pieces, designer pieces, whatever, and I repurpose them. So like if you have a hole in like a designer bag, you can't wear it anymore. Boom, I'm break it down and put it on some shoes.
That's cool.
Repurpose somehow. So I repurpose clothing. That's what I really do.
Okay.
And And I've been doing that since 2016. I have my own business since then, and I've had a store for 3 years during COVID, made it through that. And then now I, in the midst of designing my own clothes, I get all my money on my own, so don't nobody on this show try to play me. I'm a very hard worker. They say I'm like foreign, Jamaican, or Hispanic, whatever, because I have multiple jobs all the time. But I do bottle service and like a waitress at night.
At this point, it's just becoming too much.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Let's talk about your perfect man, because we're going to try to find him today. So what are like the main qualities that you need, that your man needs to have?
Okay. I feel like I'll allow somebody to ask me how old I am, but I feel like because of my age, I just want a manly man. I don't care for a young, immature, materialistic, chauvinistic, insecure, controlling men. That's a lot, but I don't care for any of that. I just want a man to be a man. I don't necessarily, I know some women are probably going to be like, what? But I believe a woman's place is to help create the home and help, like, you know, raise a family, do semi-traditional things like that. But at the same time, I am entrepreneurial, so I still go get it on my own. But I don't mind a man bringing things home, and I multiply it. Like, because spiritually, like, biblically, women multipliers.
Shit. I'm tired of all these reformed hoes becoming fucking these biblical scholars now after they've been ran through. Biblically, I don't want to hear an old hoe say biblically under any circumstances.
Women multipliers. Women are like a multiplier of things. So I would like a man to help provide things for us to grow our family and to grow each other. So I'm looking for like a man who's not insecure, because you want a bad bitch, but then when you get a bad bitch, you don't want to be responsible for a bad bitch. Don't get me and then try to tear me down, because I've already had that. I've already had a relationship where a man's been very controlling. I don't need that. I don't want that.
Oh, shut the f*** up.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't sh*t.
I want a man to like love and value me, appreciate me, and then I'm gonna blossom. You see me, we're gonna be a bad bitch, but you're gonna be like, yo, that's my girl. So I want somebody that's very confident. And financially wise, money matters, but money does not matter to me. As long as I can live with you in a box, I'll be good.
What? What are you talking about?
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with them.
But at the same time, like, I dated a guy for a year and he lost a job, but he wanted to have kids. I was like, okay, well, how is this going to work? Because you don't have no hustle. You lost a job, but you want to have kids and I'm supporting us. I'm paying all the bills. I had a store. I had my own credit card. I'm helping you get out of debt. What are you doing? You going to the bar and drinking. I'm not dealing with that. I'm not nobody mama.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't sh-.
Money matters, but it doesn't. How much money he needs to make?
Nowadays, to be comfortable, like $5,000 a month is probably like average.
Okay, that's not too crazy.
That's like 60,000 a month, but that's a 9-to-5. So you're still gonna have to have a hustle. You're still gonna have to do something, because I'm an entrepreneur. So you're gonna have to have some 401 RO. What is it?
Is this camera on me?
Yes.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
You gotta have a 401 ROK, a 401-26, and a ROYK. Bossy, demanding, controlling. I mean, she's the typical, you know, demonic, ran through, damaged, you know, modern woman. She's displaying all the characteristics you would expect from a woman like this.
401, RO, what is it?
401k?
401, but there's another one. IRAs and all this stuff, in dental, healthcare, you need to have all that. I'll be an entrepreneur. I'll make the money. If you want to trap and do your show on the side, cool, bet I'll help you make money on that too. How you do that?
Okay.
Month is average, because if you make it $5,000 and I'm making $4,000 or $5,000, we're making $10,000. That's $120 a year.
So you think for two people that's enough?
That's a baseline, because like I said, you could have like a hustle too on the side. Because I got a hustle. If my clothing business is making me this, but then I'm still working at night in the industry making money that's not taxed, baby, let's do that math. Math go crazy.
Crack is cheap.
So we got the money. How tall? Like physically, how tall does it need to be? Are you tall?
I'm like 5'6", 5'7", and I do like to wear heels. So, I mean, as long as I have somebody who's like 6 foot, because my dad's like 6'2". So 6 feet would be like great.
Nigga, no!
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
And it's weird because I didn't think I had a type, but ooh, girl, I got a type. I like athletic build. I'm so for some reason, I can spot a football player. Like, it's crazy. I don't know if it's because I be around them a lot, like at work, but then that's them over there. Like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just like, I could just tell you probably do something. They thick necks and shit, but I like athletically built, man.
You said thick neck.
You know, like football players, you have thick necks and like, because they're like, they work out and do this shit all the time. And then they change to sit right here and they got a tight collar. Like, bro, you can you breathe? But yeah, that's cool. But I don't know. I could just kind of tell, like, I'm just like athletically built, man. You don't have to be skinny. Like, you can have like a little papa belly. Like, I don't mind that because, you know, sexually that's actually kind of like, it's better. But, you know, whatever.
You are fucking funny.
Not really, no.
Can we do 5'9" or no?
We'll throw them in there. So I was married before for 5 months. We were together 10 years, mentally abusive and controlling. That's why I don't play that shit. But he was in a wheelchair. So he was like literally at my hip. So height kind of doesn't really matter. But my ideal, what I would find probably physically attractive, want to fuck him all the time, would be like 6 feet, of course.
I can't do it.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.